Also Sif Yud Beis, the Shulchan Aruch tells us in the Gemara Yuma Pei Dalet that there's a din where you're Mechala Shabbos, you're not Mechala Al Yidei Gayim or Ketanim or Nashim, but rather you're Mechala Al Yidei Gedol Yisrael. So the Beis Yosef says you're Mechala Al Yidei Gedol Yisrael means you're Mechala Al Yidei people who are Gedolim. Gedola meaning over bar mitzvah gedola. The Taz, so he points out that it's almost impossible to say that. The word gedol Yisrael always means gedol Yisrael. If you want to say a boy over 13, he's called Yisrael gedolim. You don't call that gedol Yisrael. It can't be that easy to be a gedol Yisrael. And in the Rambam it's even clearer, because the Rambam writes that you're mechal Shabbos Al Yidei Gedoli Yisrael v'chachmehem. It's very difficult to say that means any boy. What Pashtus is that the Rambam is saying that you bedafka want chachme Yisrael. He says a chacham. You want bedafka a chacham, a talmud chacham. The chavad of Pshad is because the Rambam writes that a woman shouldn't be mechal Shabbos. You should try to have you should try not to use a woman for Bekuach Nefesh, because if a woman does it, a woman's Mechal Shabbos, it'll make Shabbos Kal Beinehem. You know, a person is not Talmud Chacham, so they see things Bechitzonius, right? They see that this you're cooking on Shabbos. This cooking, you're cooking for Shabbos for a Chola, so it's not Chal Shabbos, but they see L'maisa, cooking on Shabbos isn't so terrible. Talmud Chacham, he doesn't look at the Chitzonius, he looks at the Din. This is a din of a mitzvah atalas nefashos. This is a din of iser skila. So merely mechal al yidei men. Tell me the chachamim. So the big issue here, though, is what the Gemara says is that you're not mechal by a guy. So why on earth shouldn't you use a guy? Right, if a guy would be mechal Shabbos, there would be no iser going on in atayra. So why on earth should a person be Mechal Shabbos, even though Hatzalas Nefashos is so important? But if there's a way to help the Chola without being Mechal Shabbos, so why shouldn't we do it? Let the guy do it. So there's big Machlek Shoshanim here. So the Rush says that no, Ein Achinami, the Gemara is Kepshuto. It means even if there's a guy standing here, we tell the guy, don't do it, we want to do it ourselves. The Rush says, what's the Milan doing that? The Rush says, because if you Mechal Shabbos by a guy, it looks a little bit like we're scared of being Mechal Shabbos for Bekuach Nefesh. So, Mamela, do it yourself. Do it yourself, and everyone will see that. That'll be clear to everybody that for Sakonas Nefashos for Mechal Shabbos. The Ritz says it couldn't be. How could it be that you're so easy to be Mechal Shabbos? He says no. And Tosus Rid and Yuma, he says that the Gemara was talking about when there's no guy here. And the Gemara is just telling me you have to take care of Sakonas Nefashos very quickly and don't go around looking for a guy. It's going to delay things. I'm telling you a practical consideration. Don't delay taking care of a Chol Sheish Sakana. But avad, if there's a guy here, and things could be taken care of perfectly well by having the guy do it, so ask the guy. So that's the machlokas. So the Rush is very partial, the steam is Hagemara, but the Gemara sounds like a guy is here. It says, don't do it al yidei a guy, do it al yidei a gadol v'yisrael. But with Sad Shani, the Ritz Tain is a big. The Ritz makes a lot of sense. Just in Svara, why on earth, you know, it's nice to teach people that Pekuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. So there's ways to teach people things. You don't have to be Mechal Shabbos for no reason to teach people something. And it sounds very strange. If you're being Mechal Shabbos, right, you're being over an Isser Miso of a Kumvase, right? You need a very good reason, right? We spoke about it. Even Bekuach Nefesh, it has to be a grounded Bekuach Nefesh. Stop to say that, you know, if you do it yourself, maybe there'll be a more of a role model. feel like, what are we talking about? Let people know. Tell people. If anyone's going to get the wrong idea, so tell them. They should know. Pekuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. If someone doesn't know it, they should know it. But that's not docha Shabbos. How could it be mechal Shabbos on such a basis? So l'chayra, this machloikis is rooted in a very sadistic machloikis. Is what, when one is mechal Shabbos for a chola, is that Isser Hutra or Dechuya? So we touched on this last week, this basic issue, is that there's two ways of looking at it. You could look at it that Shabbos is Dechuya, but etzem, you're cooking at Shabbos, it's a Maisachel Shabbos, it's just being overridden by the tremendous, overpowering need of Atzalas Nefashos. That would be called Dechuya, this Chil Shabbos, but we're Doichit. Or you could say no. There's b'chlan no chilas Shabbos going on here. When chilas Shabbos is done for a chola, for a masukin, it's not chilas Shabbos at all. That's not called chilas Shabbos. That's mutter. That's not b'chlan chilas Shabbos. And the nachgemina is how much does a person have to avoid being b'chlan Shabbos? Right? If a person is going to b'chlan Shabbos and the chilas Shabbos will help a chola. But he could do it in a different way that wouldn't involve Chol Shabbos. So, to what extent does a person have to try to do things behetter? So it hinges on that issue. Is Shabbos, is Pekuach Nefesh, is Shabbos Hutra Mishum Pekuach Nefesh, or is it just the Chuya? So, the words Hutra and Dechuya, so it's used in the Gemara and Pesachim Ayim Tes about something totally different. It's used about the issue of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, or Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur. That the din is that if Klal Yisrael should be Tameh Meis, right, as today, Klal Yisrael is Tameh Meis, so Af Al Pikein, the Korbanos of the Tzibur, that which is the Chov is Tzibur, those karbanos are brought even b'tumah. Even if the kohanim are all tumah, they still bring the karbanos. The shaila is this tumah hutra b'tzibur or zuchuya? And the Gemara says that if it's hutra, that means that since most people are tumah, and the kohanim we have here are tumah, so Mamela, go ahead, do that Vaida. And even if they know that somewhere there is a Tahar Kohen, they don't have to bring in the Tahar Kohen. They don't have to look for a Tahar Kohen. They could straight do that Vota B'tuma, because it's Hutra. The whole Isser of Tuma wasn't said when it's B'tzibah. Or perhaps it's Dechuya. If it's Dechuya, so Mamela, it's Tameh, and there's a big Gnai here going on, there's a Vagam that the karbanos are being brought with tuma, but afal pikein, since the tzibur is the ikur, the tzibur is tamei meisi, therefore the Torah gave it a dispensation. You don't have to worry about tuma. But if there is a tar kohen, you just try to get the tar kohen. Try not to do the isur. So that's the machlokus by tuma in karbanos. And there the Gemara comes out, l'maskana, that Tuma is the Chuya B'tzibur, that you have to look for a Tahar Kohen. So what about by Shabbos? By Shabbos, what's the din? So, emesis is a Rashba that assumes you could learn from the Gemara what it says by Tuma, it's what the din is by Shabbos. And so too, by Shabbos is the Chuya, and you have to try to do things in a mutter way. However, others point out it's not so simple. The Tashbat, so he's a big supporter of the idea that Pekuach Nefesh, Shabbos is Hutra for Pekuach Nefesh. So he has a tshuva in Chelek Gimel, Simen Lamed Zayin. Tashbat's right, he says, no, it's true that Tumah is only Dechuya, but Shabbos, we find that Shabbos is often Hutra. Right? It points out by Korbanos on Shabbos, this is Hutra. as the Gemara in Yuma Mem Vav. The Gemara tells us that, you know, the pasuk tells us you bring korbanos of Shabbos on Shabbos, on Yom Tov also, korbanos when Yom Tov comes in on Shabbos, you bring korbanos Yom Tov, and as pasuk you bring them, and the Gemara says there's nothing wrong. It's a pechal not pechal chil of Shabbos. The Gemara says that even what you don't have to do on Shabbos, you could do on Shabbos. When you bring the korbanos on Shabbos, so the halacha is whenever you bring a korban, so you have to do the zrika of the korban, and that part of that voda, the voda of zrika sadam, has to be done in the daytime. But the emurim of the korban, or the hakrava of the basar of the korbanos, so that you don't have to do right away. That you can really leave till Motzei Shabbos. Every korban, you're allowed to be makriv the korban for the whole night, the night following that hakrava. So afal pikin on Shabbos, in the mikdash, they're makriv the korban miyad. The part of the korban that goes on top of the mizbech, even though it's an isser of havara or an isser of bishul, afal pikin, you do it, even though you could do it just as well in Motzei Shabbos, because Shabbos is hutter in front of the avodas karkorbanos. And it's also pointed out, Ramah points out in a tshuva, he has a tshuva on this issue, in tshuvos Ramah Simon Ayin Vav. So he points out, we find that the avoda on Shabbos is done just like the avoda on Chol. When you do it with all the embellishments and all the kohanim being involved, just like it's done on Chol. Points out that when something's dechuya, so you try to have it that only one person does it. Only one person does the Chol Shabbos. There's an opinion in Menachos Amach Dalet, Rav Chanina Skan HaKohanim. So he held that Ketziris HaOmer is Docha Shabbos, but it's not Mutter on Shabbos. Right? That on Shabbos, when the 16th of Nisan comes down on Shabbos, so the halacha is that we are kotzer the barley for the Omer at that night, even if it's Shabbos. So Rav Chanina Skan HaKohanim said you have to do it with just one Kohen. One Kohen cuts all the barley for the Omer. The halacha is not that way. The halacha is we do it the same way we do Rez Chol. But Lamaisa, if something is only Dechuya, you want to try to have only one person doing it, because then only one person is being Mechal Shabbos. Why have many people be Mechal Shabbos? But by the Korbanos, everyone agrees. And even by Ksir Omer Lamaskaneh, but by Korbanos for sure, everyone agrees that the avod is done with many kohanim on Shabbos. So too the Ramah writes, and this is the way it's accepted the halacha in your day Reish Samech Vav. The Ramah writes that who would in Mila on Shabbos? Mila on Shabbos, the Ramah writes, is that if you want to have three molim doing the Mila, I don't know why anyone would do that, but if they wanted to do that, you can have three molim doing the Mila even on Shabbos, even though it's Chil Shabbos, and you would think that you're causing three molim to be Mechal Shabbos here. But the Ramah says it's mutter because it's hutra. It's the grub brings there's a Gemara on Shabbos Kuf Lamed Daled that compares doing a meal on Shabbos to being makriv a korban Pesach on Shabbos. Seems that it's completely hutra. Meila, this mice is not a mice of Chil Shabbos. It's not a mice of Chil Shabbos. So let many people take part of it. There's no reason to limit how many molim you have. So says the Tashbates. Says the Tashbates. He feels that the issue is what is we being docha by tuma. So tuma is only zechuya. There's a metzias to tuma that even if it's mutter, but we still don't want you to lechatchila be metamic korbanos. But Shabbos, we see that Shabbos is not that type of iser. The Torah says, bring korbanos on Shabbos. Not everything is Chil Shabbos. Chil Shabbos is when you're doing on Shabbos something you shouldn't be doing on Shabbos. But something that pushes off Shabbos, that's important enough to be Deicha Shabbos. So, Memela, Shabbos is completely mutter. That's not Chil Shabbos. So that's his shita. The Rashba, though, was cholik. The Rashba said not that way. He holds it to chuya. The shita l'ran, shita l'ran on Shabbos kuf lamed. So he writes also, he says that Shabbos is only the chuya before pekuach nefesh. He says you can't compare it to mila. He says a svara. He says by mila, or kol shekein by korbanos. So the Torah says do this on Shabbos. Right, even by mila, it's not mamash b'feirus, but it says ubiyom hashmini yimol basar alaso chazal darsh. And the extra word ubiyom is to tell you by yom afil b'shabbos. This is a mitzvah of the day that today is yom hashmini. Torah says do a mila. Do a mila. It's a mitzvah. Therefore, you have to, it's completely mutter. This is it's mamish. It's like bringing carbon. This is Ratzon Hashem. There's no bechina here. There's no pagam in Shabbos. He says pekuach nefesh though. Pekuach nefesh. We never want lechatchila to there to be pekuach nefesh, right? People want to have babies and they want them to have a bris mila. We want the Beis HaMikdash to be built and we should bring korbanos. That's lechatchila on Shabbos. Pekuach nefesh, we wish everyone would be healthy. It happens on Shabbos. Once it happens, someone's going to die, so we have to take care of it. But he says, the Shita L'ran writes that he doesn't think it's mustaber to say it's chutzra. It's a need. It's something you need. Someone's going to die. But he says, it's not comparable to mila and korbanos. And therefore, he says that it's duchuyah. There's another sheet I'll just mention that also would go with this. Is Rabbeinu Chanano writes in Yomim and Vav. He writes something interesting. He says, korbanos, our Shabbos is chutzra before korbanos and not zechuya. He says because the feirish in the Torah, the heter is the feirish in the Torah. So the Rabbeinu Chanan seems to limit chutzra to cases where the heter is the feirish in the Torah. So he doesn't say the feirish anything about pekuach nefesh, but lechayra he's saying it's limited. Chutzra is limited to things that are the feirish in the Torah. So lechayra he also would say that Shabbos is only Zechuyah before Pekuach Nefesh. Well, so that's the Machlokes, right? The Kitzur, just the head of the camps maybe, the Rashba is holding it's Zechuyah, and the Tashmit is saying it's completely Chutra. So the very important Shaila that comes up, discussed by us on Sif Yudalad. The Shulchan Aruch, the Torah discusses what's the din for a chol sheish v'sakana and he needs to eat meat? He has to have meat. But l'maisa, we don't have any kosher meat for him. So we have two choices in front of us. Either he could eat nevela, the guy next door is happy to give him a cheeseburger, or we could shech the cow for him and be mechal Shabbos and get him some black kosher meat on Shabbos. So what's better to do? So Rishonim writes that Rishonim understand that this machlokus hinges on whether Shabbos is chutzra d'chuya. So Rashba says that he holds that Rashba and Shuva. He says he holds that Shabbos is d'chuya. Kuach nefesh is still a zechil Shabbos, and therefore he says, if you're mechal Shabbos for the chol, you're being mechal Shabbos. If he eats nevela, he's eating nevela. Something's being done. That's really we don't want to have done. But he says l'maisa, eating nevela is a less severe iser than chol Shabbos. So he says the chol should eat the nevela. Eat the nevela because it's less wrong, it's less of an isser. But we always try to do the least isser. We always try to feed the chola the least isser thing we could feed him. So nevela is less chomer than Shabbos. But the Maran was cholik, and he says al derech tashbitz, And he says very interesting here. He says that you should shecht. And this is what's accepted, the halacha. You should shecht for the chola. Don't give the chola the nevela. And the reason why, he says, is because Shabbos is chutzah before pekuach nefesh. So when it's pekuach nefesh, it's mamish, like it's a day of chol. It's not chil Shabbos. What you're doing isn't chil Shabbos, it's mutter. Since it's mutter, so therefore, there's nothing wrong with doing it. I said, why don't you do nevela? Isn't nevela also mutter? So he tells you, no. Shabbos is chutzah. But nevela is just a chuyah. And he says an interesting hesper, like extremely lamdusha hesper. He says, by nevela, he says, it's only the chuyah, shehamachal atzmo aser, the food itself is aser, va'arye ravya lav. Right? There's a line on it. Nevela is nevela. Even if it's a chol eating nevela, it's still nevela. He's still eating a tamei piece of meat. It doesn't turn into heter. Shabbos, he says, will turn into heter, but not nevela. I think the lumdus being, what is the lumdus? So pashtus, the lumdus is, it differs between Isser Gavra and Isser Chefsa. Isser Chefsa means there's something objectively wrong with this Chefsa, and the person shouldn't eat it because there's something wrong with it. Isser Shabbos is Isser Gavra. Hashem says, don't do this on Shabbos. But it's not that objectively anything's wrong with the malacha. On Tuesday, there's nothing wrong with cooking whatsoever. It's not that there's anything wrong with cooking. But the Gavra, to be Shemar Shabbos, shouldn't do that on Shabbos. But in a case where there's Sakonas Nefashos, so now the Torah is saying, do it on Shabbos, so it becomes Heter. So also the sheets of the Arzurua in two places, Chelek Bey, Simon Kuf Ches, and there's another Arzurua about this in Chelek Bey, Simon Lamed Ches. He writes that Shabbos is completely Hutra before Pekuach Nefesh, and he brings a Raya. He says, I'll give you a Raya that Shabbos is mamish. There's no objective pagam in Shabbos when you're mechal Shabbos for a chola, whereas by nevela there is an objective pagam. So he points out that there's a gemara we know in the chulin that even the behema of a tzaddik ain't a chola bal yadam, right? The ma'aser Pinchas ben Yair, that even his donkey, Hashem made sure that he had seyat shemaya, his donkey should never eat treif, eat tevel. His donkey refused to eat tevel. Right? We're now not madrega. But a tzaddik, a real tzaddik, they would never eat. Hashem would let it happen. So it's sad that he should eat iser, machalos asuros. However, the Arzurua points out, there's a Gemara in Bamei Madlikin, that Rabbi Shmuel, was once learning on Shabbos, and he didn't listen to what the Rabbanan said, that you shouldn't learn L'Ar HaNer, if you can't learn by an oil lamp on Shabbos, because if you do, we're afraid you're going to tilt the Ner, and be over in Havar on Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel thought it didn't apply to him, that he could learn anyway, and he learned, and he tilted the candle. So says the Arzurua, how could it be, Rabbi Shmuel? How could Atana possibly do an Isser? How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu let that happen to Rabbi Shmuel? Such a chama. How could the Gemara say such a thing happened? So says the Arzurua, the Pshat is, Enochin, I was shogging and I did something wrong. He shouldn't have been shogging. And Hashem let that happen. But it says Hashem wouldn't let Machalos Asuros happen. Because Machalos Asuros, there's the etzem a gnaivia, there's the etzem a pagam. There's something objectively, whatever it is, whatever creates the iser. You know, Machshav, you can always clear. Why does Hashem say the mitzvah? Is it just as the mitzvah we have to keep it? Or is there something etzem wrong about it? So apparently by Nevela, A tzaddik eating machalas asuras is be'etzem something bad about it. It's be'etzem nevel, it's be'etzem tumah there. But Shabbos, so there's nothing be'etzem. It's not be'etzem. You're not supposed to do, you're supposed to listen to Hashem. You didn't listen to Hashem b'shogeg. Maybe it's sad that we should be shamar on some level for that too. But there he says, even it's sad that doesn't have that level of shmira, of not being over an Isser Gavra b'shogeg. But an Isser Chefza would never happen to a tzaddik. Or at least that, you know. The Gemara says that the Maram says that we're not holding on the Madrega of the Chamar of Pinchas Ben Yair. Okay, so... Okay. That's what he says. This chilek between Chefza and Gavra. That would also be, the difference between Tumah and Shabbos. Tumah is a Metzias. There's some sort of Metzias to it. It's interesting, the Arthur also writes there, he writes that he was asked about the people who were Mechal Shabbos for Achola and they fasted afterwards. So he says, there's no reason to fast. He says, because there's no pagam. There's nothing done wrong. Shabbos, it becomes completely mutter. There's an interesting Lashitaso in the Maram. You find Hilchos Yom Kippur and Tafei Shir Ches. So it's quoted from the Maram, a din that we accept, we basically accept the halacha. The Maram writes, there's a chaylech who has to eat on Yom Kippur. So he eats on Yom Kippur. He eats on Yom Kippur, and when he benches, so he says Yalav Yavo. He benches the Yalav Yavo. He says, because for him it's a Suda of Yom Tov. It's no different than any other Suda of Yom Tov. So the Taz, there in Tafei Shir Ches, he says he doesn't understand it. He says, we only make Yalav Yavo on Yom Tov because it has to do with Yom Tov. When we make Berachos, when we eat a Suda, so part of the Suda is that there's an in of Suda Mitzvah when it's done on a day of, that's a day of Yom Tov. And the Tefillos on Yom Tov also, the Tefillah has a special Kedusha because of the Kedushas Hayom. So therefore we put in Yalav Yavo. But Yom Kippur, there's no Sud of Yom Kippur. He says, Lehefech, he's doing an Isser. He's doing an Isser. He points out this Rabbeinu Yeruchim that says that if a chola is forced to eat Nevela, he doesn't even make a bracha. He says, so what do you... Emma says, that's not brought halacha that Rabbeinu Yeruchim. But he says, Avada, it's not something you to... Go and be mahadur, bring in, oh, I'm having a suda, be yom, yom kippur hazeh, thank you for my meal. No sheiches. Shara said, no, the Maram was kishta shitaso. The Maram held kishitaso that, no, enachinami, eating the vela, could be he would agree with Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim, we don't hold like, but on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur l'chayre is not a chefsa shel iser. Right? The food's not a chefsa shel iser. It's just the person on Yom Kippur, the gavra is not allowed to eat. The male is not allowed to eat, but it's just an iser gavra. The male, when he eats, he'll say yal v'yavo. So that seems to be the mahalchah of Maram. There's another mahalchah which we mentioned last week. We mentioned Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer said in his Tshuvas Ayin Tes, so he gave a different hesper. He says there's a special kula in Shabbos. Because in Shabbos, we know that the Gemara says, Chalal Shabbos echad kidei sheyishma Shabbos es harba. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk that says, Rosham Ruben Eis Yisrael to Shabbos, Lassus is the Shabbos of Dairosam Bris Olam. So it says, Rosham Ruben Shabbos in order that you should keep it forever as a Bris Olam. So therefore, when you're doing a malach on Shabbos, but it's for the purpose that Shabbos should be kept, the Dairosim Bris Olam, it should be kept in the future, for future, doing malacha in order to enhance the future kiyum of Shabbos, so that's not Chil Shabbos, that's kiyum Shabbos, that's enhancing Shabbos. So Chassam Sofer says, that's why Shabbos is Hutra. Shabbos is Hutra because you're acting as an achil of Shabbos. It's not a achil of Shabbos, you're building Shabbos. Building Shabbos is an achil of Shabbos. So we mentioned last week the Chelkas Yoav. The Chelkas Yoav said that he thinks that he says that Alpi the Magen Mishnah. I'm not going to go over, but he had a steer in the Magen Mishnah that he said the Magen Mishnah held that Shabbos is Hotzra for Bekuach Nefesh, but Yom Kippur, eating on Yom Kippur, is only Zechuya. Right? Different Lechur than the Maram. Because he held that the Heter wasn't to any Isser Gavra, but the din of Hotzra is Dafka din by Shabbos. That was his Shita. The emes is even with the Chassam Sofer, you could say that din by Shabbos, that we learn Shabbos is Hotzra, could be, it applies to anything that's domed of Shabbos, any Yisr Gavra that's domed of Shabbos. So that could be. No. But Lameisa, that's the Hezbra and the Shita, that Shabbos is Hotzra. And there's two important Gemaras, just very important Gemaras, and it refines a little bit like what this means, exactly what we're saying, what the Shita's are. Two very important Gemaras, in Menachas Samach Dalet, that it deals directly with the issue of Pekuach Nefesh and Shabbos. So the first Gemara, very important Gemara. Gemara says that what's the din if you have a fisherman who's mechal Shabbos, doesn't keep Shabbos, and he's going fishing on Shabbos, puts out his net to catch his fish, and when he pulls up his net, he finds that Baruch Shem is a very good catch of fish on Shabbos, but also he discovers in the net is a baby that fell into the water and was about to drown. And it turns out, unwittingly, he saved the baby. So the Gemara says that the fisherman is pater from Chil Shabbos. He's pater from bringing a chatas. Doesn't have to bring a chatas. That even if otherwise he was, I said he wasn't from, he forgot it was Shabbos. Okay, so otherwise he would have to bring a chatas. He doesn't have to bring a chatas because l'maisa there's a baby there. So l'chaira, if Shabbos is chutzra, it's very pashut. The Gemara is very pashut. But if Shabbos is dechuya, so l'chaira it's a very shvar Gemara because if Shabbos is just dechuya, what are we saying? We're saying that it's a maisa chil Shabbos. The etzav chil Shabbos is going on here. It's just it's being overridden. It's being overpowered. That the person has a need to Hatzalas Nefashos wins. So therefore, a person who's Mechal Shabbos, he cooks for a chol on Shabbos. So in a chinami, he's done Bishul on Shabbos, but he's putter because he had to do it. Not only was he onus to do it, so he's putter from Mechatas, but the Torah was the one who was Ma'anesim. The mitzvahs were Ma'anesim to Mechal Shabbos, so he doesn't bring a chattis. But a fisherman, who didn't even know there was Pekuach Nefesh here, so he was Bishogeg, he was fishing Bishogeg. Right? So why is he Potter? He was trying to fish. He fished. He caught fish. He did a Maisa of Chil Shabbos. He was Bishogeg. Let him bring a Chatas. So l'chaira we have to say from this Gemara is a big Yisayit. The Yisayit is that even in the Shittos that Shabbos is Dechuya, not Hatzra, but even they agree that it's not mamish an Isser Chil Shabbos. Shabbos, it's not mamish an Isser of Chil Shabbos because the Maisa, the action he did, the pa'ula he did, saved Nefesh. It's not Isser. It's not viewed as Isser and it won't be a Chiv Chattis. L'chay, what they mean is that there's still a pagam of Chil Shabbos. Of course it's not Asr, because L'maisi saved someone with it. But is it, was there a pagam done? Objectively, was there a Zilzul, a Chil to Shabbos? They'll say yes. It's interesting in the Rid, who we said is L'chayra going, like the Rashba, that Chil Shabbos is the Chuyah, And he says you have to look for a guy. And if there's, sorry, he says that you have to do all day a guy if there's a guy in front of us. So what if you don't? Lefi the Rid, what if there's a guy in front of you and the cholah needs to eat? So who's going to heat up the food for him? The Jew or the guy? So there's a guy there, and the guy's totally ready to put the pot on the fire. The Jew goes, puts it on the fire. So what's the deal? So I would tell you that even the Rishayim who say Shabbos is the Chuya, even in their Shita, if the Jew puts it on, nobody says that he's Chayiv Chatas. No, you don't find any Rishon saying such a thing. That if this had sells the fashas, you're chayav chatas. Avad is pashas, it's a feish gemar that you're pata. And that's what the Rid says. The Rid says, if there's a guy in front of you, it's mutav laso saliday guy. It's better to do by a guy. He doesn't say that you're a machal Shabbos if you don't do saliday guy. No, nobody in Rishayim, in Achronim, you might have someone who says that, but in at least in Rishayim, there's nobody who says that. That avad is not mamash chil Shabbos. The mamash is not be iser chil Shabbos, because your action created a kiyum for Shabbos. It created a life. But lemaisa, the question is what's better. So the feed the Rid will say that it's a chil Shabbos. It's a pagam to Shabbos. So male, it's very important to try not to be mechal Shabbos. Where's the rush? So the rush holds that it's hutra. Now, even in the Rosh's Hutra, we also have to understand something, because there's another Gemara. There's another Gemara, Menachas Amos Dalet. The Gemara says that what's the din if a chola needs to eat two te'enim on Shabbos? He needs to eat two figs. He knows he needs two figs, exactly two figs. And the person goes to get the figs and he has a choice. He sees on the fig tree, there's different ways of getting the two figs. He sees two branches, and each branch has one fig. So we could pick two figs, and I'll get to two figs. But there's another branch that has connected to it a cluster of three figs. So the shaila is, what should he do? Should he pick the cluster of three figs? Then he does one act of kotzer, one pluck, and he's finished, or does he do the two plucks? Now, you say it's pasha do the one pluck, but if you do the one pluck, you're also doing something wrong, because the chola only needs two te'enim, and on this branch, this cluster, you have three te'enim. So you're being marbe b'shiurim. You're increasing the shiur of chil Shabbos that's done. So the Gemara says, pluck the three te'enim. Pluck the three te'enim, Because it's better to be mamat in the tircha. That's not like gemar. Better to be mamat. Less pa'ula. And that's brought l'halacha. So imkein, l'chayra, that should be a raya mefureshes, that Shabbos is the chuya. It's not hutra. If it's hutra heter gamer, so who cares? There's no chilshat, there's nothing going on. It's no different if it's connected. It's no different if I'm plucking it from the tree or if I'm taking it from my refrigerator. Right? So why does the gamer have the whole question? Why does it come out one way? Oh, so the chayra, we have to astickle revise the mahalach of the maram. The maram, which is off the rush is also close to the maram. The rush is the mahalach. You have to revise the mahalach a little bit and say no. Elachinami, it's not chil Shabbos. Why? Because it's a kiyum of Shabbos. You're increasing kiyum Shabbos by being matzal and nefesh. But if you have a choice, I could save a nefesh, save a person. He'll keep hundreds of Shabbosim and be mechal on Shabbos. Or not be mechal any Shabbos, and also save the person. Right? I could do better. I could do save a yid and make a mitzvah of a shamru b'nei Yisrael for Shabbos Lemahadrim and the Mahadrim, both do atzalas nefashos. One maisa, I'll have hundreds of Shabbosim kept by the chola, and I won't do a chil Shabbos myself. Right? L'chayra, that's definitely a maila. Right? It's not a. If I don't do that maila, lemaisa, my act is objectively an act of kima Shabbos. But I could do a Mahadrim kima Shabbos, a kima Shabbos plus, and even bigger Rishamra. So the Chayra, it comes out from the Gemara that everyone agrees there's a maila in not being Mechal Shabbos. There's a maila in it of saving a person, doing itself the fascist beheter. It's definitely a maila. But the Rishon of Sehutra says, yeah, it's a maila, it's an incremental kiyum of a shamru, but there's no Chal Shabbos going on. If you don't do it, there's no Chal Shabbos. So that's Pshat the Rash. The Rash holds like the Maram, and he holds that if there's a guy there, do it like their guy. Why? Because it's Bechal no Pagam to Shabbos. There might be a better Rishamru, an incremental better Rishamru if I did it like the other guy, but that's already outweighed by the advantage, the Maila, of being Modia to people, how quick we are, how Mutter Chil Shabbos is, how Mutter it is to a malach on Shabbos for a chayra. So the chayra, that's he says the gemachlekes here. Now halacha lemaisa, what do we say? So in the Shulchan Aruch here, Sifu Beis machlekes mechaber Rama. Mechaber says, even if there's a guy in front of us, you have a guy happy to do all the day Yisrael. The Rama says no. If it won't be a delay to do by a guy, try to get a guy. Do with a guy. So that's the Mechaber Rama. The Taz is Cholik. He's Cholik on the Rama. He says he thinks the Rid is Dachuk. He says L'maisa the Pashas HaGemara. Pashas HaGemara said, don't do all day guy. Mashma, even if a guy's mamish in front of me, and there'll be no lack, no delay in doing this with a guy, do it all day guy. Right? You know, the emphasis is that's perhaps the strongest raya that Shabbos is hutra. If it wasn't hutra, how do we say that? How do we say it? Guy's ready to do it yourself. Shabbos is the ikir is hutra, and therefore he says, like the Shulchan Aruch, that bedafka, don't let the guy do it. Bedafka, do the chol Shabbos yourself. Halacha lemaisa, so the Mishnah Berurah says that, basically he says like the Mechaber, he says, if there's a sakana brura, if there's clearly a sakana here, so mamela, do it by the Yisrael. He says, but if it's not so clear that there's a sakana here, bechlal, not so clear, and we're just being choshesh. Maybe, you know, we're not sure enough not to be mechal Shabbos, but there's some outside chance. But I'll pay halacha. We're choshesh for it. So he says, then you should try to do all the guy. And the hesper really is the pashut hesper, is because it's true that the ikur lahalacha seems to be that Shabbos is hutra before pekuach nefesh, but that if there's really pekuach nefesh, what if it's really not a pekuach nefesh? We don't know. We don't know. We're not a doctor. This likely, I tell you, 99% of the guy is not going to die, but if it's 1%, it's a grounded 1%, then we're going to be Mechal Shabbos. But likely, I just don't know what I'm doing. Right? It's not really clear. So Mimela, be Mechal Shabbos. You're Mechal Shabbos, and it's the right thing to do. But is it Hutro or Dechuya? So if you're doing something that's helping a chol sheyesh bo sakana, so then it's hutra. But if it turns out you're wrong, and the guy wasn't the sakana b'chlal, you go to the doctor and he laughs and he says it's nothing, you didn't even have to come in the first place. So mamela, you've done a maisa chol Shabbos. It was mutra to do it. It was mutra to do it. It's the right thing to do. There's no chatas, but a maisa, it's a maisa chol Shabbos. So mamela, he says, do it al yideh guy. Now the other, so that's the lemaisa. The other issue in the Ramah here is a question about doing with a shinui. So we'll just, yeah. The issue of shinui should you try to do a shinui? Very often in Hilchos Shabbos, if you do things with a shinui, there's a way to be mamat iser with a shinui's only nisid rabbanim. Right? So the Gemara for some reason doesn't talk about it. The Gemara doesn't befeir suggest that if you could bite the te'ena off the tree, bite it off the tree, and it won't be chilul Shabbos the race of a chlal. The Gemara doesn't mention that. But what's the din? Should a person try to do a shinui? Or should we say, just like you don't do it all day a guy, you don't do it all day a shinui? So most Rishonim say you should do a shinui. The Ramban and the Rush both write that it should be done with a shinui. And the Hesber will be, is even though you do it by Yisrael, not a guy, but by a shinui, you're not losing anything. Right, by when you have a guy do it, a little bit looks like Yisrael can't do it. But you do it with the shinui, it's not as obvious, and it's not sending such a strong message. Right, you do it by a guy, maybe people really think a yid can't do it. But with a shinui, you just do it a little bit of a different way. It's not going to give that impression as strongly. Emma, most Rishonim say you should do a shinui. And the emesis are coming from two very powerful Gemaras that say this. One is the Gemara in Kuf Kaf Ches. The Gemara is talking about a yoledis, the woman giving birth. The Gemara says she's a chol shirishol sarkana, and you do all of her needs, but kol kamet efshar l'shanos mishaninan. You try to be mishana. The Gemara says if the yoledis says she needs oil, you get her oil, but you carry it. If you have to carry it through a shesarabim, you carry it, you tie it into someone's hair, and they carry it in their hair. You do some sort of shinu. That was a shinu the Gemara mentioned. You do a shinu, you try to do a b'shinu. So it's pretty clear that you do a shinu. The Gemara says by bris milah, that if a person before the bris milah didn't prepare the things he needs for the bris milah, he has a camel. There's an antiseptic that they use, which is a camel, which is a cumin, a type of vegetable, that they would grind to put on the wounds. So if you didn't grind it before Shabbos, so after the meal, you could grind it, but you have to do a shino. You don't grind it with a grinder, grind it with your teeth. So you see, you do a shino. So that's what most Rishonim say. There is a Magid Mishnah, however. Important halacha, important Beis Yud Aleph. The Magid Mishnah claims that the Rambam held that there's no shinui. He writes to the Rambam in Beis, Lashna Rambam, he says, Klo shel davar, Shabbos l'gabe chol l'sheish v'sakana, harehu kechol l'kol hadvarim, shel tzorach lehem. He says it's like chol for a chola. How is it the Rambam, he says, never mentions the din, it should be a shinui. He just sounds like it's like a regular day. Why doesn't he put in? But you do it with a shinui. Don't do it just the way you did it on chol. Try to do it with a shinui. So he says, no, the Rambam holds that really, just like your Machal Shabbos through Yisrael, you also Machal Shabbos with no shinui. I do Yoledes. He says the Yoledes is different. Because in a chinami chazal considered a Yoledes to be a sakana, he says, but it's not the same sort of sakana. It's not sort of the same sort of sakana as your regular chol sheish bo sakana. Giving birth is the normal way of the world. Everyone wants their wife to get pregnant. They're not worried she's going to kill her. And he says, the Magid Mishnah writes, he says even 1 in 1,000 don't die from giving birth. Right? I always thought that childbirth was one of the major causes of death for a woman. But you see, the Magid Mishnah, at least where he lived, it wasn't like that. He says that it's like less than 1 in 1,000 die from it. And the Mela, he says, that's why you should do a shinui. You should do a shinui because even though it's Docha Shabbos, if you can't do a shinui, you're Mechal Shabbos, but it's not so clear that there's really a sakana here in the first place. So Mela, so if it's not clear the sakana in the first place, so Mela, then you have to worry. Maybe it is Chil Shabbos. He says about Mila. He says the reason you have to do a shinui by Mila is because the only reason we allow you to do a Mila on Shabbos, how can you do a Mila on Shabbos in the first place? How can you do the Mila? You aren't Shabbos creating a matzav of Chil Shabbos. So Mila is docha Shabbos, but it's only docha for things you couldn't have prepared for before Shabbos. But since you didn't prepare before Shabbos, the Mela, you're not allowed to do the Mila. The only reason you're allowed to do the Mila is because we say you'll do this Mila, but you're not going to do an Isser. Meaning, if you don't prepare for a Mila, Mila is Matar Chil Shabbos for that which has to be done on Shabbos, for cutting off the Arla. It's Mechal Shabbos. But that which you could have prepared beforehand, the bandages, you could have cut beforehand. You forgot to cut the bandages. You didn't cut the bandages. Okay, so you didn't cut the bandages, so now it's Shabbos, and you don't have a right to do Mila and then cut the bandages. You only have the right to do it if you'll cut the bandages al yidei shinu. So says the Magen Mishnah, the reason why we demand that the person does a shinui in the bandages, it's because he could have prepared from before. So since he didn't prepare from before, so therefore, like a knas, we tell him he has to do a shinui. But Be'etzim, he says a normal chola, it's not his fault. So Meili says a normal chola, Chazal were happy you doing the Chil Shabbos without a shinui, and Bedafka you should do without a shinui. So that's the head of the Magid Mishnah. Now the Magid Mishnah is interesting. The Avi Nezer points out Avi Nezer Sim Kuf Yud Ches. Avi Nezer points out the Magid Mishnah is the Shitaso. Right? You mentioned the Magid Mishnah is also the one who had the tremendous chiddush that Shabbos is chutzah to such an extent that he says a chol sheish sakana we're mechal Shabbos for him, even if it's a tzayrech that's not so clear, it's going to cause a sakana. Even a tzayrech that if you don't do it, unlikely it will cause any additional sakana. So afal pik in the Magen Mishnah's matter. So we explained last week, the Avi Nezer says that's because he holds that Shabbos is chutzah. Shabbos is chutzah. So therefore, part of his shita, he also has this shita, which is that there's no need to do a shinum. Right? So halacha l'maisa though, this the Rama also writes. The Rama also writes that you have to do a shinum, just like he says the chatchili should do all day a guy. So too he writes the chatchili should do a shinum. But l'gabe the din of shinum, the accepted halacha is l'chumra. The accepted halacha is l'chumra is that you should try to do a shinui, and the reason being is because the Parshas HaGemara doesn't have such a thing. The Gemara Parshas HaGemara says you should do chil Shabbos al day Yisrael and al day Guy. However, the Parshas HaGemara really is that the gabbai shinui is you should do a shinui, right? So the male halacha is the ikur is Shabbos is hutra, and therefore should be done al day Yisrael and al day Guy. But the gabbai shinui, since it's possible there's a maila in that. There's still a maila in doing Shabbos, in doing the Hatzalas Nefashos Beheter, so a maila person should try to do a shina. Okay, all right. Okay, if anyone didn't get the new Mar Makomos on Sif Yud Zayin, so they're by my Makom.